To tell you a little story about a man and his dog. There was a man who had a dog and he liked to hunt. He always took the dog with him. And he knew this farmer who had a large tract of land and he farmed on it, but there was also a wooded section and that's where the hunter used to go. They weren't friends necessarily, just acquaintances, but the farmer graciously allowed the man to hunt on his property. Now, the farmer was also ready to retire, so he was selling his land. But in the meantime, before it sold, he was still allowing this man to hunt on his property. The man was not a Christian or anything, but one day he's out with his dog, walking through the wooded section on this farmer's property and looking for some game or looking for a place to wait for game to come by. And then he notices his dog digging at something. Oh, what's this? So he goes over and he sees the dog pawing at something that looks like some canvas material sticking out of the ground. So he looks a little bit closer, and yeah, it's a canvas bag that's tied up. It's not a huge thing, but and it's partly stuck in the ground. So he manages to dig it out, and he notices after he dug it out that there's several more down below that one. But he can't get at them because the roots of the trees and plants and everything have intertwined such, and you can tell they've been there for a long time, that he can't get them out without tools, you know, to chop away at the roots and whatever. So he has this one bag that he was able to get out, and he unties the cord that was tying up the bag, and lo and behold, what does he find in there? He finds a bunch of old coins, like from the 1800s. He says, wow, these are worth money. There's a few other little things in there too, but you know, over time, decomposed and stuff, but the coins are still in good shape. You can read the dates on them and everything. So he knows they're valuable. And he knows that there are more bags in the ground, but he just can't get at them without tools. So here's his dilemma. What does he do? Okay? What is he to do? He's got a couple of different options here. He can go tell the farmer, but then he'd have to give the farmer the bag that he found. As I said, he's not a Christian man. The farmer's just an acquaintance of his. But he likes the idea of the treasure. He's got that in his hand, and he knows that there's more in the ground. So he dismisses the one option. He's not going to tell the farmer anything. So his other option, or the second of his multiple options, is he can take the bag with him and go home, and he's got his little treasure, and nobody would be the wiser. But the problem is, there's still those other bags. He can't go back bringing tools, okay, because the farmer would notice that and the jig would be up, so to speak. So the other thing that he can do, he knows the farmer's selling his property, but it's a big piece of property. There's a lot of money's involved with, you know, in trying to buy that piece of land. And he doesn't have the resources to buy it. But yet it's still an option. And he's thinking, what if he sold everything he had? What if he sold his house, his car, all of his possessions and everything? He just might have enough to buy the land. So he's already ruled out the one option. So it's either he takes the one bag and settles for that, or he sells everything that he has in an effort to buy the property, knowing that he would still come out much better off in the long run. If there's several more bags of these coins down there, then it'd be more than worth it. So what is the guy to do? It's a tough choice, isn't it? What would you do if you were in his place? Would you take the bag and run? Or would you sell out completely? Everything that you have, everything that you own, to go for that bigger treasure. What would you do? It's a tough question, isn't it? Well, let's put up the first scripture. This is from Matthew 13, and this is Jesus saying, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So it's not an unfamiliar story that I told you. Jesus is saying here, here's this man, finds a treasure in the field. He was faced with the same options. What he did was, instead of trying to take the treasure out, he hid it. He found it, okay, he uncovered it, but instead of taking it out or doing anything else, he covered it back up. Nobody knows it's there. Then he sells everything he has, because the treasure to him was so valuable that he just had to have it. So he sold every single thing that he had to get enough money to buy that field. So he bought the field, and then the treasure was his. The whole treasure was his. Now, each one of us, during the course of our lives, has found a treasure. And we know who that treasure is, don't we? Each of us has found Jesus. He's our treasure. But the thing is, once we found him, we were in the position of that hunter with his dog. How much of the treasure do I take? Part of the treasure is forgiveness of sins and eternal life. But that's not the whole treasure. Jesus offers so much more than just the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. I mean, that's wonderful. Don't get me wrong, that's great. And some people, when they get to know Jesus, settle just for that. That's enough for them. They're like that hunter that said, okay, I got this bag, I'll just take it. I'm not going to worry about the rest of the stuff. I'm still ahead of the game. A lot of people are like that. I'm forgiven. I got eternal life. That's all I need. That's all I want. I'm happy. And they go on leading their lives. Other people say, I found much more treasure than just that. I want it all. I want all that Jesus has to offer. Everything. Jesus, what did Jesus say? He has come to give us life, and to give us life more abundantly. He wants us to have abundant life while we're living on this earth. That's part of it. Another part of it is Jesus offers to help us grow spiritually to the full stature of a man of God and a woman of God. We don't fully understand exactly what that means. Paul spoke about it in his letters. That's what we need to do. We need to grow into the full stature, that we have more knowledge of him, that we have more power in our lives. They have more blessings, the abundant life, where things don't overcome us, but we overcome obstacles and problems in our lives. And then there's also the gifts of the Spirit. How many of us really want them? How many Christians, how many people in the body of Christ really want the gifts of the Spirit? Too many people are just satisfied with, I'm saved, I'm forgiven, and that's it. But Jesus offers so much more. So we're all in that same dilemma, so to speak, as the hunter with his dog. Do I take this little bag of treasure and am I going to be satisfied with that? Or am I going to sell out completely to the Lord, give him everything, everything that I am, everything that I have, I give to him so that I could have the whole treasure? That's the decision that we all face. I don't know what that hunter chose. It's a story after all. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. What matters is, what do we choose? Do we settle for the little bag of treasure? Or do we say, no, Lord, I want it all? Knowing that it's going to cost everything. Everything that we are, everything that we have. We must give to him, dedicate to him, and live for him. But the reward is so much greater than that. The treasure is so much greater than that. It's worth it. It's worth it. I'm not going to ask anybody what they chose or what they wanted to choose. I can only speak for myself. I don't want to settle. I don't want to come before Jesus and say, you know, this was enough for me when he offered so much more. And I would encourage you to talk to the Lord about that. What do you want? What is in your heart? What do you really want? How much of that treasure do you really want? And how much are you really willing to give up? Are you willing to sell out completely? We got one more scripture. This is also from Matthew. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, if you settle for that little bag of treasure, that means you don't have it all. You probably have other treasures. And which is more valuable to you? That treasure from the Lord or these other things? Maybe worldly possessions, maybe status, power, wealth, who knows? Respect, honor. There are so many things that the world considers treasure. And that probably we do too. But if I only have one treasure, and that treasure is in heaven, then there's nothing, nothing that's going to come before the Lord. And he will be first. He will be. Our treasure can't be divided. It must be all him. And if it is, then that treasure is in heaven. And that's where our heart will be. But if I settle for that one little bag, then my heart is partly towards that and partly towards other things, and that's not good. So that's what we all face, whether we like it or not. Jesus puts that before us. Do you want to settle or do you want it all? Because I'm offering my all to you. That's what he says to us. I offer my all to you. How much do you want? The choice is yours. We might have made a decision a long time ago, but we can change that. Maybe some of us have been satisfied with just a small portion, but we can recommit. We can say, no, Lord, I realize now that you have more to offer, and I want that more. So that's where I'm going to leave it. It's in my hands, it's in your hands. Nobody can make a decision for anybody else. How much treasure do you want? Jesus is here offering it all to you. Choose wisely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there is so much more to you, to your love, to Jesus, to the work that he did for us and what he offers to us. There's so much more. We don't fully comprehend everything. Help us, Lord, to see you truly are our treasure. Even as the song said, you are my treasure and my reward. You are indeed, Lord. Help us to see what is involved in that. Help us to see the true worth of all of that treasure that you offer us. And help us, Lord, in our hearts to desire you more than anything else, to always put you first, and to allow you to work in us all the good things that you desire. Help us, Lord, to sell out completely to you, for it is definitely worth it. And thank you, Lord, again for the work you have done and for offering us all of this wonderful treasure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.